Good evening and welcome to another edition of Midwest Beat. I'm your host, Tom Lounges. Today, my guest is the one and only Mark Farner. He was the voice, the guitar, the songwriter behind all those great hits done by a band called Grand Funk Railroad as they roared out of Michigan. He's going strong, even though he's no longer with GFR. He's still doing all the songs with his group, Mark Farner's American Band, aptly titled. And we're going to play some music from Mark and his band live, and we're also going to talk to him about a new single called Can't Stop. It's a side project that Mark's doing with some fans that he met at band camp. That's right. One time at band camp, Mark met some fans, and, well, a band was formed. Well, let's start things off before we get Mark on the phone with a song that, well, he often starts the shows with. This is some foot stomping music. Mark Farner on Midwest Beat.
Thank you.
Midwest Beats, 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm Tom Lounges. Nothing like starting off a show with some good old foot stomping music. That is Mark Farner and the American Band. And Mark is my guest. He'll be performing this weekend on the 6th in Moraine Valley at the college there as part of World Stage with Jim Peterick. He's also got a new single out we're going to debut here on the program and so much more. Mark and I go back a number of years, and, I always look forward to speaking with him. Let's see if he's on the phone right now. Hello, Mark. Are you there?
Brother Tom.
How are you?
I'm good. Man, fine as a frog here and fit as a fiddle.
Good to hear your voice. You are the voice guitar songwriter and arranger on many of the, actually most of the Grand Funk songs, but you're back with Mark Farner's American Band. I love the name.
Oh, yeah.
Not only do you have the American Band group out there touring across the country, but you've got this new project called Can't Stop, featuring some amazing young players. Let's talk about that first. You have a new single, title track, Can't Stop, that came out September 25th. It's all over YouTube. It's doing very well. It's kind of a Cinderella story, if you will, for a couple of Mark Farner fans that got together out of all things the Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp. That's right. One time at band camp, Mark Farner met some fans, and, well, the rest is, as they say, the beginning of history. Tell me about it.
Yes, that was our first encounter, was at a rock camp, and David Fischoff, who owns the camps, and, you know, the base camp is in Las Vegas. If you went to rockandrollfantasycamp.com, that's where you'd, you know, zone into. Well, these guys were keeping an eye on things. They were on the mailing list, and when my name came up, they went, oh, Mark Farner. And because they grew up with Grand Funk, these guys were all from Salt Lake City, but now they live all around the country. One guy's in Texas, one guy's in L.A., two in Idaho. So anyways, they, after about four camps, they contacted me. I did four camps with them, and they were great guys to work with, and they got better every time I worked with them, and we became closer friends because we spend that kind of time with people, you know, all day long playing music. I mean, what would you rather be doing?
Right.
You know, but Ken, the guitar player, calls me and says, Mark, we got this idea, you know, if you would come out here and sing on this video and work on this video with us, we think this thing would be really cool and really fun. So they brought me out there, you know, first class, nice hotel. I mean, took care of me. And when I said, first, you're going to fly me first class to L.A.? Oh, yeah. It's like, I'm in. You know, first class is good.
Uh-huh.
I'd rather ride up there because I carry so much equipment with me. I get smashed with the luggage fees, you know.
Right.
But you ride first class, you can have 70-pound bags, and you can have, like, four bags or something up there. So I went out there, met with these guys, and in Ken's house is where the video takes place. But they read me the, you know, they sent me the storyline and kind of what the idea was, and I thought, yeah, this is cool. But I didn't really, I thought girls, and I just thought, yeah, that'd be cool. And then when I met the girls, they're very, just beautiful in their inside and outside, man. I mean, they're beautiful girls. And it was good energy working with the band and with the gals because we were all having fun. It was all, you know, it was a tongue-in-cheek kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But people are really digging it, dude. It was like yesterday it was, I think, 517,000 views.
The music video debuted just about a week or so ago on ultimateclassicrock.com. Is the single officially released? Is there an official single out there?
Oh, a physical single? There isn't right now.
Okay.
But there will be. That's part of the plans. But they wanted to release this, you know, and I did too, of course, because we had so much fun with it, to see what it was going to do. And, man, it's like, holy crap, there's our sign.
Yep.
They want to do another one. We'll probably come out with one a year, maybe.
Is it available on YouTube only, or is it on Amazon and iTunes?
iTunes and all of your suspected places.
Okay.
where you buy downloads.
Well, let's have my listeners check out this new single right now. We've been talking about Mark Farner's Can't Stop project. Well, this is the song that the band took their name from. This is Can't Stop, the single and the band. More with Mark Farner, formerly of Grand Funk Railroad, after this. That's the brand new single, Can't Stop, from my guest today, Mark Farner, formerly of Grand Funk Railroad, recording that song with three fans that he met at Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp. And collectively, they're now known as Can't Stop. Well, I can't stop talking to this legend of rock and roll. Mark?
You mentioned that they had this project together and brought you out. How much involvement did you have in the writing of this, or arranging of it?
The only thing that I really had anything to do with was the feel of it. I told him I wanted to fatten the bass up where it wasn't just a bass in the low end. You could hear the notes. I wanted it, like, you know, distorted and taken and just taken over. It wasn't taken over enough, but I could hear it, you know, in my head. I thought, well, and they tried it and they loved it because it took on more of my, you know, my sound from the late 60s and early 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And they really wanted it to sound like something that I would have written, because they have, you know, they digested this food. They've been on it for years. This, that my music is their food. They've been eating this.
Right.
And they love what I had to say with my music, and they loved it that you know, I didn't compromise or cop out and do the disco thing. I stayed strong in rock and roll. And because they came to camp and had that the opportunity to discover that your favorite rock star actually burps and farts and carries on just like a normal human being.
Well, that was one of the things that that impressed us the most when we went and worked with you in Michigan there many, many years ago was just how down to earth you were, you know, and we just sat around after the sessions and talked and told stories, and you were just one of the guys, despite the fact that, you know, you had all these platinum albums and million sellers behind you and, you know, played all these big arenas, and you're just Mark, and that was always something that left everyone with a wonderful impression of you, and I hear that from so many people that meet you.
I appreciate that, Brother Lounges.
Now, let's talk about the other guys. You mentioned Ken Van Wagenen is the guitar player. Who are the other two guys? Introduce them to us.
The other two guys are on drums is Jim McCarty, and Jim has a business. It's he puts drum tracks and bass tracks to music that you would send him that you maybe developed on your DAW on your computer, and you come up with a song, but you, instead of the digital drum machine, you want real drums. As long as that song is, you know, in time or has a time code, he can put a set of drums on it that sounds like, man, it's kicking, and this is what he does for a living. And so he came up with the song. He actually wrote this song, and it was all written except for there was the bridge part where I said, because it came to my mind, I'm standing there with my eyes closed and I'm thinking about the song, what it's saying, and then I said, "You're standing on my heart, and what about my feelings?" You know, it's like it was spontaneous. They loved it. They went, "Oh, man." And it fit. So that was my contribution, and this, you know, the sound of the whole thing, just kind of given my two cents about how it should spread out stereo wise. And they had there's a synthesizer underneath that whole song that's just like carrying this droning note, and it was a little bit too loud for me at first, but. And even with my ears, man, it's like I'm half deaf in one and I can't see out of the other one, you know? So even with my ears the way they are, I contributed to it and it worked. And people that have heard the song say it sounds great. So, man, my kudos is to these guys, these campers. The bass player is Kevin Wright, and Kevin is a computer programmer guy. He does that kind of stuff all day long. And he's in Texas. He's the one in Texas. When you walk into the room, that boy is bright. You know, he's just got a lot going on up there. And they make a good band.
You're listening to Midwest Beat, where my guest today is Mark Farner, the voice, guitar, and songwriter behind all the big Grand Funk Railroad hits. In fact, let's play one of those songs right now. More with Mark on the other side.
Once I had a little girl. Sometimes I think about her. But you know she's not really there. Memories too cold. And I just can't live without her. But trying all the time is so hard to bear. Hey girl, can't take her. Heartbreaker, bringing me down.
Mark Farner and his American band captured live just a few years ago, and Heartbreaker, a classic from the Grand Funk Railroad catalog. Mark, of course, the voice, guitar, songwriter behind all those classic GFR hits, doing his own thing these days with his new group, the American Band. Mark, let's switch gears a little bit. We've been talking about your latest project, the group that you recorded the new single with called Can't Stop. Let's focus on the group that you're traveling the country with, the American Band. In fact, you just performed here at the Harvest Fest in Wisconsin, and you're going to be doing some more dates coming up in the coming weeks. Tell us who's in your touring band these days.
I've got Hubert Crawford, and I've got Lawrence Buckner and Bernie Palo. The guys that have been with me for years, but Bernie joined recently, keyboards. He came from Alto Reed's band. You know Alto from
Bob Seger.
Bob Seger's band, right? The horn player. with my show that I'm on the road, I'm going to El Paso this weekend. I'm doing a street festival down there, and they got a three-day festival, and I'm kicking it off Friday.
Wow.
And
well, one will expect to hear all the old Grand Funk songs. Will you be playing the new single, Can't Stop, by any chance?
We don't do this song live, not yet. I mean, it hasn't been even spoken of. Okay. They just wanted to do this and release it and see what happened. But now I'm thinking in my mind, Tom, what if the fans want to see that band?
Right.
What if they want to see that band play that song? I'm thinking about it, you know, and how we will evolve with this music and follow, you know, the strongest chain. That's what mm-hmm. we got to do.
Well, you can do what our mutual friend Jim Peterick does. He's got the Ides of March, and you've got the American Band. He also has all the different side projects that he does with his other bandmates.
Yeah.
No reason you can't diversify.
That's right, brother.
Now, speaking of Jim, October 6th, after El Paso, you're going to be back here in Illinois, Palos Hills, playing at the university as part of the world stage with Jim. Now, you've done that before. Tell me about that show, what you've got planned. What have you guys worked out?
We've got, you know, the hits. I think we're doing five of my songs. Each one of the artists, the guest artists, get to do, you know, four or five songs.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm looking forward to it because the last time, man, we had so much fun and everybody was right on it. They've been doing it long enough to where they're not fooling around. They're professional and no waste of time. Or I mean, when we go to sound check rehearsal like the day before, everybody's in the learning mode, and it's a humble bunch of people that are like you and I, Tom. They would fit in our right in with our crowd anytime.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I like to, you know, to that environment to work in. And the love that's there, man, they love what they're doing, and they learned my songs, and they learned them good, you know.
It was right.
Like, okay, I'm impressed. I'd do this again. I'm going back this year. I'm going to have even more fun than I had last year.
Well, for this year's show, World Stage includes Mike Reno, of course, of Loverboy. We've got Bill and Danny, former members of Chicago and Chicago Transit Authority, Jim Peterick, Ides of March, and Colin Peterick, his son, who's just a chip off the old block when it comes to everything. He's a multi-instrumentalist, songwriter, arranger, producer. I mean, it's going to be a good show, and I do recommend it to anybody listening to check it out.
Man.
We all know Jimbo and what a talent he is, and he never, ever lets us down with his performances. Kind of like you, Mark. I mean, I've never seen you do a bad show, and it's interesting because in the new video that we opened up talking about, Can't Stop, you are talking, there's a young lady, a very lovely young lady who serves you tea, and you're talking about the voice and things. You sound as good or better than you ever have on records, going back to the old Capitol record days. What do you do to keep in shape? We see a lot of the older rockers that come out and they have to dial it down. They can't hit the notes. You seem to sing in the same keys and the same everything you always have. What's your secret?
Well, it's exercise by reason of use in the first place, but I'm pretty healthy for being 70. I turned 70?
70
on the 29th of September.
Wow, okay. Well, happy late birthday.
Thank you. But I'm energized, you know, for the music. I dig deep into the center for the new stuff, into the center of my being. I know how to go there when I can shut the rest of the world out long enough, get away from it, so I can get to where the songs live.
Mm-hmm.
Because I love it. It's who I am. It's in my blood. It was in my mother, my dad. You know, she was a fabulous singer. All of her sisters, the whole family sang. The women sang unbelievable harmonies. And the men all, you know, played banjo, fiddle, guitar on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
And every Sunday we would have either Sloppy Joe's or Southern Fried Chicken with the hockey pup biscuits, you know, the dumplings that go in there.
Right.
Yeah, man, and that's where it all came from. So for me, that voice, I listened to my mom. I didn't get to listen to my dad too much. He died when I was 9.
Hmm.
But I got his spirit in me and his love for my mother. And she's now gone, but they're both in my heart, along with Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
And and we're carrying forth. And you know, when I had this pacemaker put in like 4 years ago, it'll be 5 years, October 23rd.
Wow.
I left my body. I was in heaven, man. I was in heaven. I didn't want to come back. Dude, I said, are you kidding me? Go back? you don't want to come back here once you hit that place of paradise.
Mm-hmm.
But I came back, and here I am. And the purpose, I believe, for me being here, and the revelation that I had while I was absent from the body and what I brought back with me, I can now play slide guitar. I never played slide in my life, dude. And after I had that, and I, you know, had my experience,
mm-hmm.
one day I just stuck a piece of a bottle. It was like an old glass pill bottle. I stuck that on my pinky, and I started playing. I went, holy crap, that sounds pretty good. That sounds pretty dang good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've evolved into, and I don't do it, you know, like how they tune to a chord. Most slide players use the slide on their middle finger, from what I see on YouTube
right.
and stuff.
Right.
And I just leave it on my little finger so I can still make chords and what have you. And I don't change the tuning on my guitar. So I haven't put it into. I've got a couple of songs with it, you know, roughed out, but I haven't put anything out to the public that's got the slide on, but it is definitely coming. It's part of who I am. And I told my wife, I said, on my way back in, I might not have got stuck back in this body the same way I left it. I feel a little like there's maybe I brought somebody else with me,
mm-hmm.
back into this. I don't know, but I'm taking it forward in the spirit of music and the light of love.
Are any of the boys carrying on the family tradition in music? Are they following in your footsteps and your folks' footsteps?
My son, Joey, in Detroit, he has a band. He's the only one outside of Adam in Mobile, and he does a rap thing, him and his cousin, and they're called Microphone Messengers. But Joey, it has a full band. And last year he had a CD release party down there, and John Ellison, who is the writer of Some Kind of Wonderful, was in town. And I said, John, you want to go to my son's CD release party, and let's all three of us sing Some Kind of Wonderful on the stage and tell your story of how this song came about. He said, yeah, man. So we went over and to Joey's CD release and had a ball. It was packed and people were loving it, and they loved the story of how John wrote that song.
Thank you.
Some Kind of Wonderful, a classic track, and of course taking up the charts there by Grand Funk Railroad back in the 70s. Mark Farner, the voice, guitar, and in often cases the songwriter of Grand Funk hits, is my guest today. That song was not written by Mark, but Mark, you just told how telling the story behind the tune was a big hit when you guys played it at your son Joey's CD release party. Do you do a lot of storytelling in your shows? Do you share the stories behind the songs with your audience? I would imagine that they would just love that.
People do. They like the stories, Tom. They they like the, you know, my stories that I tell about Joplin and myself and Jimmy and, you know, the people that I used to hang with and got to know just by virtue of being there with them at so many festivals and what have you. And, you know, I love Janis Joplin because she's still part of me, too. She got on me so good that she's still there.
I remember the story you told about her rubbing a Hershey bar on the helicopter seat because Mick Jagger had white satin pants on.
Yes.
What a classic story. I mean, that just embodies her. And it's just fun to hear these stories from the trenches, so to speak. And, you know, when you were living it, I'm sure you never thought, oh, this is something that we're going to share down the road. It's just life. But thank
hell no.
God.
You don't think of that. Yeah.
It's like the old historians, that it was passed down through storytellers, whether it was on reservations or whether it was wherever. It was the elders that would share these stories. And you guys that are survivors of the rock era are doing the same thing. And I think that's just an amazing thing.
You know, Jim Peterick's got his own Janis Joplin story. Maybe you guys can compare notes. Jim is another one that likes to tell stories. So let's jump back into the current project, which this weekend, October 6th, you'll be in Palos Hills, and you'll be performing once again with Jim Peterick's World Stage. Let's get back on that topic.
Right on. And I give the kudos to Jimbo for the evolution that takes place. Every time he has the world stage, you know, there's a little change up to it, makes it more interesting for the fans that show up. And he's got some great fans. He's got some loyal fans and mm-hmm. Great people. You know, I mean, the whole bunch, to work with those guys, it's no pain at all. It's not a problem. It's like my guitar tech, that he's my sidekick, he's my best friend, Jage Jackson. He said, these guys, Farner, these guys are pro. They know what they're doing, and this is going to be smooth.
Yeah.
So, and when Jage tells me, I know it's true. That boy's been with everybody. I've had him since I was out with Ringo, Tom.
Wow.
But Jage has been with, like, Melissa Etheridge. He's been out with Frank Sinatra. He's been out with Michael Jackson. He's been out with the Eagles. You name it. He has guitar teched for everybody. Mm-hmm. I'm not kidding.
Wow.
And I'm just lucky to have him, man.
So I'm looking at your schedule, and you're booked through November. You also do solo acoustic shows, storyteller shows. How often are you doing those, and are any of those planned?
As a matter of fact, we start New York City at the Cutting Room on October 30th, and we do a four-date run right there in the area. Not in the city, but, you know, I think we got some that go up into Connecticut, and then they're all within driving distance.
Okay.
But it's fun because I've got Lawrence, my bass player for my electric show. I got him as the bass player for the acoustic show as well, and he's great. He can play an upright. He can play an acoustic like the Mexican bass, and he can, you know, play the electric like it was the Greased Lightning. But he's got a voice, too, so it helps with the harmony. And I use Dusty D'Annunzio out of Windsor, Ontario, a good friend of mine who can tear that acoustic up. That's what he does. He's got good feel. And he's got a voice, you know, sings good background vocals with Lawrence, and we come off with the energy because we unite in it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're so tight. During our rehearsals, we just point all the speakers towards our ears and the other, you know, we can tighten it up. And really, instead of having, you know, amplifiers and having to overcome the bass and the volume of the cymbal crashes and the, you know,
right.
All this—it's so intimate with an acoustic guitar, and being able to switch and trade off leads, or you do harmony stuff that's very, you know, melodic and we do like Mr. Pretty Boy, where it kind of shocks people that they're hearing this stuff, but Mr. Pretty Boy it comes off, you know, great, because people, I don't know, they like to hear that kind of swampy sound of that slide. And when I'm playing on Mr. Pretty Boy, I'm doing the rhythm guitar, and Dusty's doing the slide.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Lawrence is backing it up with the low end, and it's minus the drums. But buddy, you wouldn't know it by the reaction of the crowd. They just love it, man.
It's interesting how some of these bombastic songs that we all grew up with can transition into the acoustic format. And I think, well, Peterick for one does it, but I was most impressed, I think, when I saw Derek St. Holmes, a fellow Michigan boy there,
yeah.
who came out as a solo artist and did, you know, all the great hits of the Nugent era and some of the stuff he had done with Whitford St. Holmes. And these are songs that, you know, like Hey Baby. I mean, you'd never think of an acoustic version of that when you're used to the Nugent version. But he killed it. And I'm really would love to hear you do some solo stuff. Are you recording any of those shows, or have you done any solo acoustic releases?
We've done a lot of the acoustic shows, but haven't recorded anything worth releasing.
What's coming up in 2019 for you, Mark?
We have a video of my performance last year in Santiago, Chile, my live performance, and it's there's a teaser for it on YouTube, but it's going to be released in about a month. And there's a single from that video of Rock and Roll Soul, and the guy who did it, Tom, was he's a Chilean, but you look at this video, you think you're in California. I'm not kidding you. The way he did it, I mean, he's got an American flag hanging in the pole barn, and he's got a Camaro sitting under there, and I mean, a nice red B beautiful old, you know, classic ride, and he's listening to the radio, and he tunes in and says, "And now, here's Mark Farner live," and it goes, "Bam," you know how the intro to mm-hmm. Rock and Roll Soul. And he starts patting on his legs, and he gets up and goes over and sits in the seat, and he leans back and lets his mind take him back, and you go into his this journey of him as a young man with the American flag around him, standing on the bridge, and one on for a headband, and he's riding down the shore with this gal in the water of the ocean with you know, with a drone taking the shot, riding alongside of both of them. It's a beautiful film, I'm telling you. It's like, this guy knows what he's doing, and he knows who I am, and he said who I am with this video. So I'm excited about it. That's going to be the single release from this live concert called Mark Farner from Chile with Love.
Wow.
Yeah, and they love me down there, Brother Tom. And you see on this video, they make signs up and hold the banners up. We love you, Mark. And I mean, you know, they do. Because I love them. They mm-hmm. know who I am because my music and my songs say who I am.
Right. Now, everyone knows you for all the big hits. You have written some amazing anthems of rock and roll. If you had to pick your favorite song that came from your pen, what would that be at this moment?
I'm Your Captain.
Good choice.
Closer to Home.
What have we not talked about, Mark, that you would like to let people know?
I think you know, we'll leave it like it is and see them at the college, eh?
Yeah.
Moraine Valley College.
October 6th, World Stage, Mike Reno, Bill and Danny from Chicago, Colin Peterick, Ides of March. And
get to hang out with Jimbo some more.
Yep. Now, we can keep up with you at markfarner.com, correct? That's up to date?
Yes, sir.
And Can't Stop is available on YouTube, and you said you're going to look to do some more stuff with those guys, the Can't Stop Project. So anything you do with that, we will be able to keep up with online.
Right on. I appreciate it, Brother Tom Lounges.
Very good. Well, let's close out with your favorite song. This is I'm Your Captain, Closer to Home, and this has been Mark Farner. He's an American man, and you can catch him on the road. MarkFarner.com is where you'll find him. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Brother Tom. Good talking to you again, my friend.
All right. Good talking to you always. Thank you.
Yeah. I'll see you in the future. I'll see you in the pasture.
All right. There you go.
Thanks, Brother Tom. God bless you.
You too. Safe travels. Bye-bye.